All right, so good afternoon. It's great to be here, and I'm going to be talking about feasibility and acceptability of HIV screening in the dental care setting among national AIDS directors. And I am here speaking today on behalf of Madeline Goldstein, who is taking a medical school exam today or something. So just want to let you know I don't have anything to disclose. So I also want to thank our many collaborators and funding sources, if you can keep up with all of those logos. So our study, the study I'm going to talk about today, is a part of a larger project to explore the possibility of adopting and implementing rapid HIV screening testing in alternative settings, according to the 2006 CDC recommendations. And our interests, our research group's interests in routine HIV screening in the dental setting stems from research that Dr. Harold Pollack and Dr. Stephen Abel and Lisa Metz conducted. And they found that Americans at risk for HIV are more likely to see an oral health care provider than a primary care provider. And Harold will tell you a little bit more about that in a few minutes. But with that in mind, we really wanted to think about oral health care setting, the dental care setting, as a place where we can conduct some widespread screening. So in our study, we wanted to get a sense of the main attitudes, perceptions, and priorities from the key decision makers, the state and local departments of health, from about the likelihood of implementing, and implementation we mean by reimbursing and supporting the type of service in the dental setting. And the best way we thought to do that was to participate in the 2010 survey of the National Alliance of the State and Territorial AIDS Directors. NASTAD, okay? So in this national alliance, includes the highest ranking HIV AIDS public health official in every state and territory, and that includes, I guess, District of Columbia and Puerto Rico and six big cities. It's governed by an elected committee, and they're responsible for administering HIV/AIDS healthcare prevention, education, and supportive service programs. And so here we're going to go on to the survey. So the NASTAD survey has been an established survey, and we were able to join in 2010. This survey focuses on the implementation of this 2010 survey focused on the implementation of the 2006 recommendations of the CDC to make HIV testing routinely available and widespread. And it really focused on the rapid screen test to enable this to be a possibility. The survey also examines what the current state of the use of the rapid screen test is in a variety of settings and in each of the state and local health departments. So it looks at support for rapid screen testing, what they're using, which brand. And with our interest in oral health, we joined the survey, and you can see in this diagram that on the side here, with our questions about the current state of implementation and attitudes, perceptions, and priorities of health departments in mind, so we partnered with NASTAD and added our questions about the dental care setting to their survey. And guess what? We got 100% response rate. We are so happy. That's because we were so wise in picking our sample. What we found was there was a lot of support for general rapid HIV testing, as one would expect. And what we also found was that there is a little bit of support for rapid HIV testing in the dental care setting, which we find 17.5 at the bottom. So let's look a little bit more in depth about what that means. So remember the number is 58, not 50, the total number of respondents in the survey because of the cities and couple territories. So we see the good news that 22% of the health departments, 11, have already implemented HIV testing in the dental settings. 5 are in the discussing implementation. 13 haven't discussed, but they're sort of in holding. And 26 of the respondents, almost half of the health departments, have no plans. And when we look at the financial support, we find some similar results. 50% do not have any plans to financially support HIV testing in the future. However, when we look at the other states, we find that the other 50% do have plans to fund staff, pay for testing kits, provide training, and also provide additional information for patients on referral, like informational pamphlets. We also asked about looking for funding for the HIV testing. And those who are implementing testing or planning to implement testing plan to use federal, state, or local funding, mostly the CDC HIV prevention funds to implement HIV. A few mentioned Medicaid, Medicare, or private health insurance. But you can see that the CDC is the top funding source. And while it's important to find out who is implementing such programs, we also need to know why the other 50% aren't. And the top reasons, as perceived by the NASDAQ respondents, are funding, lack of funding, lack of data to support or justify screening approaches, and the lack of interest by dentists and dental staff to support this testing. So those, I think, are some really interesting, significant findings. Our study provides some initial data really documenting the underutilization of HIV testing in the dental care setting and why that is. Despite all the funding and interest barriers suggested, we still are recognizing that dentistry is moving into a new age of oral diagnostics and provides a unique opportunity to expand HIV screening to the dental care setting. The significant response of the lack of data to support or justify screening approaches, as suggested by 38 respondents in the previous slide, here, 38%. Here, lack of data, and it goes 10, and it's actually 38%. It signifies that we really need to move in the direction of pilot testing programs and collecting outcomes data to justify the effectiveness of such a program. We're also suggesting that Medicaid policy and public health dentistry can provide a venue for this future research and can be used to set a tone for national trends and clinical standards. So those would be our suggestions for future directions of our work. Thank you, and Harold's going to talk more about our larger study.